What's up, guys? Welcome back to another edition of the DNVR Rams podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm Justin Michael, first pod back from vacation. Got to spend some time with my family up in Vail. My grandparents just have a timeshare up there. It's nothing fancy or anything like that, but it's nice just to, you know, get some mountain air and, you know, be around your loved ones. And I'm just very thankful that I get the opportunity. Very, very fortunate. But this morning, I was able to hit up CSU football camp. It was day two. It's late Saturday night when I'm recording this. I'm sure it'll be Sunday by the time you guys are listening to this. I'm actually going up early tomorrow morning as well. We talked to offensive players today, or, you know, we had the option to talk to offensive players and staff today, the option to talk to defensive players and staff tomorrow. Today, I was able to catch up with Ty McCulloch, wide receiver, senior wide receiver. Really, really good dude. Been through a lot. I mean, he's had so many position coaches. I mean, he was recruited by Alvis Whitted. That's how far back it goes at this point. Obviously, his third head coach. But he is really, really flourishing in this new offense, and I'm very much looking forward to this fall because I think he's going to have a breakout year. I'll talk about that. I'll talk about what else I learned from him, including how Clay Millen is transitioning as the leader of the offense and all of that. I'll actually play a little bit of audio, and then I'll wrap up with some final thoughts. Before we get into everything, get in on the hottest sports action for your shot at cold hard cash with DraftKings Sportsbook. Bet on all your favorite sports all summer long and gear up for football season. Right now, new customers can get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Just make your first bet up to $1,000, and if it doesn't hit, you'll get another shot at a big win. They've got same-game parlays, spreads, money lines, over-unders, props. Your betting options pretty much feel endless. Best of all, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use that promo code DNVR. Make your first deposit and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000 only with that code DNVR at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit, risk-free bet paid out in the form of a non-withdrawable free bet token, maximum $1,000, restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right. It feels good to be back, guys. It was a gorgeous day in Fort Collins. The sun was shining. I just felt good while I was driving up to the stadium. I'm sure you guys all feel that way, you know, for your first game of the season, or, you know, maybe you come up for some of these practices. But it's that time of year where you're just absolutely desperate for football. I mean, particularly if you live in Colorado and you root for the local baseball organization known as the Rockies, the only team in Major League Baseball to not make a trade, by the way. But if you're like me and you're a miserable Rockies fan, and you know, it's hard to get into the rest of baseball because your team is so incompetent and it just depresses you, you're just absolutely stoked for football at this point and will take anything that you can get. And I mean, I was watching the Hall of Fame game earlier this week. That was absolutely terrible. I still watched it, though. I mean, I rewatch old games I've seen a million times. I watch the other preseason football. I mean, that's how much of a football fiend I am. And so to finally get back to Fort Collins and get to see, you know, practice up and close, we don't get to watch the entire practice, but we get to watch about half of it. It just feels good. I mean, some of it can get blown out of context, and that's going to be important for me. I'm going to try and not do this the way they do in the NFL. Granted, they get to see every rep in NFL training camp, so it's a little bit different, but I don't know. I just feel like the way that it gets covered and every day gets blown out of proportion is a little bit dramatic, and at times can give fans a misleading idea of, you know, who is actually going to be starring. I just mean that there are a lot of guys that look good in shorts, or, you know, really perform well before we get into the full contact period. And so instead of trying to, you know, make too much out of these first couple of days, I mean, everybody says that it's great in the first couple of days. Everybody looks good the first couple of days. Even the Adazio teams were having fun then, you know. I mean, it's day one. Everybody's just excited to have football back. Anyways, I want to try and give you guys a good picture of what's happening, you know, based on what I'm seeing, based on what I am hearing as well. But I don't want to get carried away either. or, you know, be sensational or anything like that. You know, we'll have an opportunity to watch the scrimmages. Those are currently scheduled for this Wednesday and the following Wednesday. The 10th and the 17th, I believe, are those dates. It's the Wednesdays. So that's when we'll really have the best opportunity to, you know, see this team and get a gauge of who might be surprising as far as certain starters go or stuff like that. I mean, a lot of the starting offense we already knew coming in just based on, you know, spring ball and reps and experience as far as how the group is going to look, you know, as far as how good they're going to be, you know, how comfortable they are in the system, how cohesive they play together as a unit, that's still to be determined. I mean, one of the groups I'm especially interested in is the offensive line. I mean, four of those guys have started a whole lot of games, but none of these five have started together. That was one of the things that I was actually talking about with CSU SID Kyle Neves is that, I mean, on paper, if you saw that, you know, they had like almost 100 combined starts between the four of them, you'd feel pretty good about that. But it's just such a weird dynamic given that they're all, you know, coming over and none of them have played together. And that's the thing about an offensive line. You can have talent, but can you play together? So that's, you know, something I'll definitely be looking for in the scrimmage. How does the offensive line fare against this defensive line that we've heard a lot of good things about? I want to see how the receivers look and which ones of the young guys, you know, ultimately work their way into the rotation. Makai Fox worked with the ones today, true freshman, former four-star that was committed to UCLA before signing with CSU. Can someone like him stand out amongst the veterans? Because you know that Torrey Horton, Melquan Stovall, Ty McCulloch, and Dante Wright are all very talented. We've already seen it at this point. Obviously, Tanner Arkin has massive shoes to fill at the tight end position. I mean, replacing a Mackey Award winner is not exactly an easy scenario, particularly when you get the preseason all-conference nod. I mean, talk about lofty expectations, but he looked really good in spring ball. He looked good in what I saw today. Again, it's, you know, limited reps that we've seen at this point. So we've got a lot to learn about this offense. I mean, I think the talent is far superior than what it's been these last couple of years, other than, I mean, guys like Trey McBride, obviously. The offense is certainly significantly more exciting. It should have the potential to be a lot more dangerous. But we also have to remember all these things that I just mentioned, you know. Yes, the offensive line, these guys have experience at other schools, but they haven't played together. Yes, there is a ton of talent at the receiver position, but, you know, they're still working together. Tanner Arkin is still, you know, getting his feet under him. Most importantly, you have a redshirt freshman quarterback under center. Well, I mean, it's going to be the pistol formation. I doubt he's going to be under center a whole lot, but you know what I mean. When you have a redshirt freshman quarterback, even an extremely talented one, and guys, Millen is insane. That arm talent is absolutely absurd. When the football comes out of his hand, it's pretty. I mean, football practice really is not that exciting. It's not. It's a lot of the same stuff over and over and over again. But I could watch Millen throw a football all day. He runs the system well. That's one of the things you're going to hear in the audio that I play from Ty McCulloch. I mean, he has certainly earned the respect of the offense, but he's still a redshirt freshman, guys. Still learning how to become a vocal leader. And even with all the arm talent that he has, all the athletic ability in the world, there's still going to be moments where, you know, the game is faster than anything he's ever experienced. There's still going to be mistakes that get made because that's what just happens when you have a quarterback that inexperienced. Doesn't mean that he's not a stud. Doesn't mean that he's not going to have a really good season. You know, I think he's going to be one of the top third quarterbacks in the conference, you know, probably like one of the top four guys. I mean, Jake Haener is really good. I want to show him the respect that he deserves. I think Logan Bonner is, you know, very good. Bachmeier has had moments. Millen should be right up there, though, in the conversation with those guys. You know, probably not above the top two guys that I listed, but, you know, 3, 4, 5, I think that's certainly possible, even in his first year as a starter. We just got to make sure that we also give him an opportunity to grow and to make those mistakes, because that's how you become an elite quarterback. I mean, there really is no substitute for those live game reps. I mean, the scrimmages help, but it's nothing like, you know, being on in third and long and having to execute with 35,000 people in the stands, or in Michigan's case, 110,000 people in the stands. The pressure is different. The stress is different. The speed of the game is different. I mean, it's just going to be a situation where we see that the talent flash. And I honestly think more times than not, it's going to be really great. But there'll be a couple of moments. I mean, it's just part of having a young quarterback. And we all just got to remember that. All right, I want to play that audio of senior wide receiver Ty McCulloch talking about Clay Millen and just how he's becoming a more vocal leader and how he's earned their respect and all of that. Real quick, though, our next partner has a product I use literally every day. I started taking Athletic Greens because I didn't have time, but I wanted a better gut health. I've had issues with it since I was in high school. I wanted more energy, obviously, with football and basketball and everything going on. I have a hectic schedule, a puppy that just absolutely drains me. I don't like taking vitamins and pills. They're gnarly. I switched to Athletic Greens, God, it was like over a year ago at this point. And now it's just a part of my routine. I genuinely feel better each and every morning. I feel like my gut doesn't feel quite as gnarly, particularly if you've had, you know, a long night of drinking or something like that. But if you're curious, what is in this stuff? I mean, it's 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. It's a great way to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging. All of those things sound important. I usually throw it in my orange juice in the morning, but you can throw it right in your water and it tastes great. It's lifestyle friendly, so if you're keto, paleo, vegan-free, dairy-free, gluten-free, excuse me, you're good. Less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals, no artificial anything while still tasting good. It costs you less than $3 a day and you're investing in your health, but it's cheaper than if you go and get a Starbucks. So, I mean, it's awesome and you don't even have to just trust me. They have over 7,000 five-star reviews. It's recommended by professional athletes, trusted by leading health experts. So, I mean, people much smarter, much more impressive than myself use this as well. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into flu and cold season. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do, go to athleticgreens.com/rams. That is athleticgreens.com/rams to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. You guys got a redshirt freshman quarterback. He's obviously shown that he's got all the arm talent in the world. But has he won you guys over as like a leader? Because being a QB is about more than arm talent.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I forget Clay's a redshirt freshman. I'm like, this dude's a freshman. I gotta bring him up and, you know, teach him. Because I was once that guy, but it's different at quarterback. He's really the head of the ship, and I'm just trying to make his job easier. But he's definitely won us over. He's a really good guy and a really good leader.
Does he do well with the vocal component of it? You know, just like, hey, like we need this.
You know, he's still working on that. I try to tell him, you know, speak up a little bit, man. But, you know, I'll speak up for him. It doesn't matter. We all got his back at the end of the day.
How legit is that arm, man? Like, as somebody, you've obviously played with a lot of quarterbacks over the years.
It's a really good arm, man. And he's just going to keep getting better and better. And once we start getting better and better chemistry, it's going to be good.
All right, big thanks to Ty for giving me a couple of minutes after practice today. Always enjoy catching up with him. And I'm telling you, I really just feel like he is poised for a big season. When you go back and, I mean, watch that touchdown on a go route against San Jose State, and you'll ask yourself, why were we not getting this guy more involved? I mean, it was clear he had the ability to stretch the field. I know that due to the quarterback that they had running the offense the last couple of years, Senteo struggled with deep accuracy. He had moments actually out of the spread where he really moved the ball well. And really between the 20s in general, the offense moved the ball well last year. They just were terrible in the red zone, left so many points on the board, and it just came back to kill him repeatedly. I mean, you can't win tight games when you're constantly trading 3 for 7, but I'm preaching to the choir. I know everybody listening to this podcast remembers all of those moments far too well, but I finally think we're going to see Ty unleashed because, I mean, he was a big-time commit out of San Diego, if you guys remember back. I mean, committed live on TV, had offers from a bunch of big-time programs in the Mountain West and some PAC programs, and you know, ultimately came here to play for Whitted. Unfortunately, didn't get that opportunity. Has had just a revolving door of receivers coaches ever since. But, you know, he's stuck around. He's made the most of it, even in an offense that, you know, did not give him an opportunity to shine at all. He never complained. He completely embraced it. I mean, he blocked hard. He's just easy to root for. Him and Dante Wright are both really easy to root for. I mean, they've been through a ton, and in an era where it's really easier to transfer than ever, they've remained committed to CSU. And I think it would be really, really cool to see those guys, you know, have some big moments this year, get a chance to, you know, put up some numbers. The offense naturally should give them that opportunity, but I think it's important to recognize the commitment that these guys have shown to CSU football over the years. And I think it's going to be really big that they chose to stick around. Obviously, you know, adding Torrey Horton, I think Torrey Horton might be the best wide receiver in the entire conference. Actually, you know what? I'll say it. He is the best wide receiver in the conference. I don't know why I'm being shy about it. He's a fucking stud. Pardon my language. Sorry about that. He is just awesome. He's really good. He could play in the NFL right now. Melquan Stovall, another stud. I mean, these guys coming over is great, but I think from a leadership standpoint, having Ty here, having Dante here, it's going to be really big for this offense, especially when you have a young quarterback. It's big to have talent around you, but it's also just big to have composed veterans around you. And I think that Torrey and Melquan are exactly that too, but I've obviously just been around Ty and Dante much longer, and I can say with a guarantee that those guys are. So I'm really looking forward to this season. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this offense pans out. Didn't talk a ton of defense today, but really my focus, you know, in the portion of practice that I was able to watch was on the offense. So I'll talk defense here in the next couple of days. I have some features I'm finishing up, stuff that I started out at Media Days, needed more quotes. Those will be coming out. Really looking forward to those. All the position previews, I know I've been talking about that for like a month. I have them. I just literally need to publish them. Those will be up this week too. Looking forward to all of that. I will have updates from camp. We'll have photos, videos, everything. Big news. I'm going to have Jay Norvell live at the DNVR studio for the first time. More information to come on that. It's coming up. It should be on the 11th. I'm really looking forward to it. It's just really cool. I appreciate CSU for giving me this opportunity. And I appreciate Jay for being willing to do this. I mean, typically, you know, when they do this type of media corral, it's only the TV stations, you know, radio stuff. To me, this is, you know, a recognition of the hard work that I put in the last couple of years on this beat, you know, day in, day out. And I really appreciate CSU for doing this. It's going to be awesome. I know you guys are going to love it. It's going to be epic. So keep your eyes out. I'll talk about it on the pod, or I guess keep your eyes and ears out. I will tweet about it. I'll talk about it on the pod, all that fun stuff. It's good to have football back, yo. I know preseason is not real football. Fall camp is not real football in quotation marks, but I mean, it's like when you're going to McDonald's and you're starving. I mean, it hits the spot. It's just right. Give me that McDouble any day of the week. All right, that's all I have for you today. Much love to everybody. Thank you for continuing to support all my content. Y'all make my dreams come true. Stay cool out there. Peace.
With the cuff khakis, wearing graphic tees, feeling way too trendy. Raps that kill, oh, I'm deadly. Primed and ready like machetes at a deli in New Delhi. Feeling scummy like Martin Scorsese. Turn jam into jelly, then drink it like juice. But water's the truth, so I sip on that too. Skinny looking kid with no car keys, like the only thing I drive is RC RVs. Got the stash like Steve Harvey. Oh, I'm gnarly.